The Chicago Public School System is implementing a new safety policy. Students who are released from jail or juvenile detention cannot automatically re-enroll in their neighborhood schools. If they're considered too violent or disruptive, they'll be sent to alternative schools. City officials call it safety. Civil libertarians and some legal advocates are questioning the decision. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Chicago public schools already adhere to strict safety rules. Each school has metal detectors, even the elementary schools. And security officers patrol the hallways. At Marshall High School on the west side of the city, there's a strict no-stopping rule during class changes.
All right, let's go, big guy.
And each time a student rounds a corner, there's a different officer.
Hey, let's go. We'll take the headband off.
City officials say these are the kinds of measures that have kept the Chicago schools free of gun violence for the past 5 years. This in a city with 600 public schools. Paul Vallis is the CEO of the Chicago Public Schools. He says he wants to maintain that safety record, which is why he made the latest policy decision. From now on, students who are released from jail or juvenile detention cannot automatically return to their regular public schools. Each will be screened by a yet undefined team of professionals to determine whether he or she should go to an alternative school instead. Vallis says his number one goal is to get every student a high school diploma.
And number two, I want to keep the real dangerous kids, kids who have done bad things to other kids. I want to keep them out of the general schools, and I want to put them in a school, in an educational institution, that can more effectively address their needs.
But others say the new policy will only ostracize these troubled kids. The notion of screening is bothersome to Bernadine Dorn. She's the director of the Children and Family Justice Center at Northwestern University.
There is no known way to predict future dangerousness, particularly with adolescents. And what I'm afraid of is that it will provide a whole new set of labels that are code words for bad kid, for African American kid, for super predator. That's all bunk.
Dorn and others, including the Illinois chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, say alternative schools are just warehouses for unwanted kids. But in some communities, alternative schools are safe havens. At least that's the view of teenagers who live on the south side of Chicago in a largely Mexican neighborhood called the Back of the Yards. There are two alternative schools here started by a priest in the community. Both are Chicago public schools. One is called Second Chance.
Egypt is located in which continent?
Africa.
Its classes are held in a regular public high school that has closed for the day. Pedro Abesa teaches during the day at the regular high school, then he teaches history at the alternative school where classes are about a third of the size. Okay.
During this time period, pharaohs had a lot of power.
New kingdom? All kingdom, I think.
The students here have served time in juvenile detention, in the Cook County Jail, and some have been expelled from school. Where they live, guns, drugs, and violence are a way of life. 17-year-old Jose Vasquez served time for stealing a car. Several of his classmates have, too. Jose says he has been shot twice in his neighborhood by rival gang members, and he says he feels much safer at the alternative school not having to deal with them.
I feel safe because I know everybody. Man, I used to be afraid when I used to go to my locker because there were like two different people. You never know who's next to your locker and everything. It's pretty hard over there. So not even to the bathroom. I never used to wash when I was in the public school. I used to wait to go to my house and use it more safely.
But Jose chose to go to Second Chance. Critics aren't sure that other kids in his situation will have a choice under the new Chicago public school policy. Civil libertarians and legal advocates fear that students who have been incarcerated will be penalized twice if, when they're released, they're sent to alternative schools. Critics say they'll be watching closely to see if any of the students' rights are violated. The head of the school system dares them to sue. Again, Paul Vallis.
I'll be ready to go to court and tell the judge, you know, the same groups that are advocates, they're not doing anything for these kids right now. It's a joke. Getting them into school and giving them a second chance, which is what we're doing and which is what they're not getting now, is respecting their civil liberties.
Vallis estimates there are 550 students each month who are released from detention or psychiatric facilities in Chicago, and he predicts that even under his new policy, the majority of them will return to their regular high schools. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.